Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about a voice from all the way across the sea? Michael Franti is joining us this morning. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
It's good. I wonder, are things better in Bali, or do you really wish you were back here?
Well, you know, right now it is dumping tropical rain, and it's, you know, let's see, it's 10 o'clock at night here.
Oh.
And it's still like 85 degrees, so the answer is no. I'm happy to be here in Bali.
Good for you.
Oh, I thought you wanted to run from the rain. Sounds like you're doing all right. I mean, you're actually shooting videos. You're busy there.
You know, we're just trying to find ways to keep connection with our fans. You know, we're supposed to be out on the road touring right now, and we had a whole, basically an entire year of dates lined up from the start of April through Thanksgiving. And, you know, month by month, they just keep getting canceled. And so, you know, we're making videos, we're doing online little mini concerts, we're posting new stuff every day. I started doing cameo things, which is this way where people can have me send their mom a Mother's Day greeting or something. We're just, you know,
cool.
Every day making new content.
So basically people go to cameo.com and then they look your name up and you're willing to do messages or reach out to people on their behalf.
Yeah. 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 So today I just did about 8, mostly Mother's Day greetings, but there was one really nice person who wanted to send a special message to one of his employees who was just doing great work. And, you know, it's really cool to be able to be in people's lives that way. I also did a graduation today, graduation message. And, you know, I've always been someone who spends a lot of time with my fans. After every show, I walk off the front of the stage and I talk to and hug hundreds of fans until the last person left. So it's just like a new way of being in touch with people. And I always try to make it special. I sing a couple tunes for people and just, you know, really just try to make people feel good in this time when everybody is so worried and kind of just, you know, feeling isolated. It's a great way to reach out to people.
Well, you got a strong work ethic. There's no doubt that's admirable, as it would be very easy to just kick your feet up and relax. I mean, it's your resort, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are over here just, you know, it's funny because I think people presume that artists who are, you know, perennial touring artists are just sitting on loads of mountains of money, but we're artists that are, you know, we work for our mortgages, you know, and between the people in our band and our crew and everybody in our management, you know, there's 25 or 30 mouths that are getting fed by us touring. And so when we're not on the road, you know, we're like anybody else trying to figure out how we're going to make everybody's, you know, ends meet. And so we're just constantly working. But the other thing is that, you know, Sarah and I are an incredible, like, sounding board for each other. And, you know, there's days when I'm just bummed out about this whole situation. I think, man, is this really happening? It feels like a bad dream or a weird movie script, you know? And then Sarah will just remind me of, you know, how good it is that we have time together, or what a blessing it is that, you know, we're getting this extra time in with Taj. And, yeah. And so we, you know, we just kind of bounce off each other. And that's what this new song that I have is about. It's about, it's called I Got You. And it's about having that person in your life who really gets you. And you go through highs and lows, but you're there for each other.
This new song that we've already played a bunch of times, but it's on the new album.
Yeah. So the new album is available for pre-order right now. And what that means is every couple weeks you get two different songs that come out until the album officially drops, which is June 19th. And it's called Work Hard and Be Nice. And the record itself came from last summer. I made a T-shirt for our crew, and it said, work hard and be nice to people. And it was kind of like the mantra for our tour. You know, I wanted like everybody on the tour to just take that on as, you know, with everything that's happening in the world and how mean people are and how divided our country is and so many different ways that I just felt like, man, we don't have to be this way. We can still, you know, be kind to other people. And so I made these T-shirts for our crew, and our fans saw them, and it actually became the number one selling T-shirt on our tour last summer. So after the tour was over, I was like, I should write a song called Work Hard and Be Nice. And yeah. So I did, and that ended up being the title. That ended up being the title for the record.
We're talking to Michael Frani. He's at Soulshine Bali. That's his resort there, but he's been there. What have you been there now? 3 months? 2 months?
We got here the last week of February. So,
oh boy.
I've totally lost track of time over here. But the first 2 weeks we were over here leading a yoga retreat. And then the third week our tour got postponed. And so we just said, well, let's wait a little while longer and see how things pan out with the quarantine. And then the airport got totally shut down over here. So now we couldn't fly out even if we wanted to. But, you know, it's a beautiful place to be. And, you know, just to be in Bali, the weather's warm and, you know, we're in the jungle and, you know, we get on our scooters. We can go for a ride every evening. And, you know, Taj is here with us. And
it's family time. I actually have really enjoyed both of your Instagrams during this because I had never seen so much of the actual resort. Like it really does look like you're the guy who got stuck in paradise.
Yeah, I mean, when the first time I came to Bali was in 2007, and I loved it so much. I thought, you know, let me buy a piece of land here, and so I did, and I was intending to, you know, build a little vacation home and a kind of one room at a time, and eventually it would be, you know, a house, and then I just thought, you know, I'm never going to be able to be there that much because we tour so much, so why don't I turn it into like a little bed and breakfast place? So we started with 5 rooms, and then we built another 8 rooms, and then we built another 3 rooms, and now we just built 16 more rooms. So now we're up to 32 rooms.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So, yeah.
I didn't realize it had gotten that big.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you build it, they'll come, you know. And mainly what we do here is just create an opportunity for people to hit the reset button. So we have incredible farm-to-table food. Most of our guests are on yoga retreats, so we do over 40 different yoga retreats a year. We have, you know, live music events. We have DJs come and play every Sunday. We have a beautiful sunset bar that people can go and have a cocktail out and look at the sunset and listen to some music. But mainly it's just a place for people to come and let go of everything that's going on in their life. And go deep in their soul, practice some yoga, and dance at night, and, you know, shed tears and bring in joy and get back to it. Yeah.
I'm looking at iTunes right now, or I don't know if it's Apple Music now, whatever, but the new album is there. You're wearing one of the shirts you were just talking about on the record cover.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Work Hard and Be Nice.
Yeah, it's out there, and if the first three songs are songs that, you know, I'm really proud of everything on this record, but the first song, I'm On Your Side, is really a song. It's about how, you know, right now every one of us is facing this challenge. You know, how do we get up every day and get our kids to school? Think about, you know, and right now we can't, obviously, but, you know, just in general, how do we get through the day of, you know, this worry and this stress, and, you know, thinking, is the doctor going to give me a call today that's going to change my life forever? Uh-huh. And the hook of the song just says, I'm on your side. You know, I'm on the side of those people who are facing those questions every day. And it's, you know, we're all in this together right now. And thank God there's people who are on the front lines who are, you know, taking care of those who are sick right now.
No doubt.
But all of us have a role to play in making this disease go away.
Well, Michael, it's always great to talk to you. I was happy that you'd reached out and that you were psyched that Alice was playing I Got You. And it's just, thanks for checking in. It's always nice to talk with you. Enjoy. I guess you're probably going to bed pretty soon. It is 10 p.m. there. You know, but try to, you know, enjoy your time
there. Well, we're actually got at least another hour of Netflix to go right here. We're watching Money Heist.
How is it? I'm looking for something.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. Money Heist is so great. You know, it's a Spanish series, mm-hmm. You know, made in Spain. And I was thinking, God, can I sit here and watch like subtitles for, you know, 2 weeks or whatever? But you know what? The subtitles make it better, because there's so many times when I'm watching something, I'm like, what did he say? Like they whisper something to each other. And I'm like, I just missed half the plot right there. So we've been really enjoying watching the subtitles. And the best part about it is it keeps us alert. It keeps us awake, because most series we watch, it's like I'm tapping Sarah, she's tapping me to keep each other awake. But this one, we're just so Money Heist. It's a good one.
All right. This has been wonderful. We get some, you know, some words of wisdom from you, a recommendation for what to binge watch. I mean, Michael Franti, fully, just all around. Nice talking with you. Say hi to Sarah and kiss Taj for us, okay?
All right. I love you guys. And,
right,
you know,
love you too.
Thanks for playing the record. It really made my day. I was going through a rough day the other day, and I got this message that, you know, I Got You was being played on Alice. And then some fans started tweeting me and saying, I heard your new song, And it actually brought tears to my eyes. You know, we're like way over here on the other side of the world. We miss the Bay Area. We miss being on tour. We miss, you know, and so that you guys are sharing our music, it just really cheered me up in that moment. And you know, I've said this before. I really feel like the love that exists in the Bay Area, the way that the people are, the embrace thing of diversity 100% of the time. But we get it right enough of the time that it makes that living in Northern California be a great place. Aww. And I try to carry that vibe wherever I go. So thank you, Northern California, for listening, and thanks for Alice for sharing our music. And on behalf of Sarah and Baby Taj and I, we love you guys.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, buddy.
We'll talk soon. That was Michael Franti, everybody, from Bali. It's 10 o'clock at the night there. And he was all excited when he found out that we added the song. And
I love that guy.
I know. Well, what's not to love? I mean, honestly, like you, I feel wrung out almost every time I talk. I'm like, oh, he's wonderful.
When we had our first kid, he wrote... He signed a book that he did. It's a kid's book, actually. Where in the World is Away,
yeah.
I think is the
yep.
name of the book.
That sounds right. You'd
think I'd know it because we've listened to it and read it 1,000 times. But anyway, he wrote a little note to Isla about from your jaw father. And I was just like, oh, I love it. He's my kid's jaw father.
Every kid should have that. Oh, that's fun.
So I just, he's just awesome all the time. Every time you talk to him or see him or connect with him, that minute or 5 or 10 is like, oh,
well, and he means
he
it. You know, he's saying, he, you know, isn't it nice to bring Michael Franti to tears for once when that's like his job is bringing people to, like, If you've ever met him and shook the man's hand, he looks in your eyes, he listens to what you say, and he cares about who you are as a person. Like, you really feel that. And the longer I've known him, the more I believe it. I think he's actually that guy. All right. Okay. Let's. Do I have a sponsor for 7 o'clock trash? Let me find out. Because I think we're actually going to get to some. It's brought to you by The Check-In with Sarah and Vinny in partnership with The Bay Club. Don't miss out on The Check-In today around 8:30. Check-In with The Bay Club. We'll talk to Annie. Find out what's going on there. I have only time for a couple things. Bryn, this morning I tasked you with listening to Joe Rogan's podcast. Elon Musk was on. Last time Elon was on, I'm pretty sure they got baked together. This time, Joe was like, can you please pronounce your kid's name for us? So I believe that we're going to hear what this kid is called.
Okay.
Yeah, for the most part. Here it is. Okay. I'll go ahead and roll it, all right?
First of all, my partner is the one that actually mostly came up with the name. Yeah, she's great at names. So, I mean, it's just X.
No,
letter
she isn't.
X.
She's not.
And then...
Yeah, she's actually terrible at names.
Right.
She's great at names.
Her name is Grimes, and she named the kid X-A-E symbol A-12.
All right, so he elaborates on that.
Letter X, and then the A-E is like pronounced Ash, and then A-12 is my contribution.
Oh, why A-12?
Archangel 12, the precursor to the SR-71, coolest plane ever.
So... A-12, he doesn't really explain how you pronounce that. I guess it's just A-12. So it's X-A-12?
X-A-12. X-A-12. So the kid's name is X-A-12.
Well, what I read was the state of California isn't even going to let them do that. So they can call that kid anything
right.
they want, but they're not going to be able to file that name with the state.
Yeah.
Now, maybe that'll change
12.
When the state gets a nice big donation on behalf
right.
of SpaceX or Tesla or whatever else he's running.
Right.
What is the other company? The Boring Company?
Yeah.
And
he does a flamethrower company and
yeah,
makes
whatever.
Submarines. And, mm-hmm. you know, listen, the guy's got his fingers and everything that seem completely unrelated. And now he's got a kid named Exashi 12.
Whatever.
You know what? Is the kid's name just Ash?
Probably, but the kid's going to grow up privileged, so there's no, it doesn't matter what that kid's name is.
Right.
You know, he'll have a bodyguard, I'm sure.
Oh, a bodyguard, Vinny. You mean a team of, a squad.
Right.
I mean, yeah, the kid, is the kid doomed? How are his other kids? I've never heard
No, I'm sure that, I'm sure
them.
The kid's fine. That's my point, is that that kid isn't, you know.
No, but I
that...
mean doomed to be a person who makes no contributions to society.
Oh,
like,
well,
the, you know,
I can't
doomed to be the
to
son
that.
Of a rich
I don't
dude.
Know. Who... Maybe Grimes is a wonderful mother and is going to instill in him the same work ethic that, say, for example, Michael Franti has.
Yeah, maybe she
who
has
knows?
A wonderful mother. Maybe she's a mother who names her kids Exashi 12.
I don't know.
Is that a wonderful mother? I think Bill is a solid name, you know? John. John's a great name.
John is a solid name. Yeah. You're right.
Anyway, so he doesn't actually say the name. He just says what the letters are.
Look, I'm happy. One thing I'll say is that I read that interview in Rolling Stone and he sounded pathetic. And it sounds like he needs a person in his life. And I'm glad he's got that.
A rudder.
And I'll assume this kid's going to get all of the privileges that come with ridiculous piles of money.
Yeah. He will. You would hope. I mean, they shouldn't make the kid live in a stone shack somewhere on the property.
Right.
I'm going to hit you with this really quickly because I know how you're missing sports. We don't have to spend all day on this.
Sports so
I know.
Much.
We're already a little bit late, so I'm just going to give it to you really fast. There is an interesting golf competition happening later this month. I'll tell you what it is. You tell me if you're interested. Tiger Woods tommed up with Tom Brady. Oh, sorry. Tiger Woods is teamed up with Peyton Manning.
Oh, okay.
Phil Mickelson is teamed up with Tom Brady.
Oh, fun.
It's called The Match, Champions for Charity. And it's going to be on, looks like it's on, it's not on ESPN, but TNT, TBS, True TV, and HLN on Sunday, May 24th at 3 p.m. The competition is not just a golf game. It's going to include a best ball format on the front nine and a modified alternate shot on format on the back nine. So, there will be also several on-course challenges, and they'll all be mic'd up, so you're going to get to hear them as they're chatting all the way. And it looks like they're going to donate $10 million to COVID-19 relief between Warner Media and the golfers. So it's a benefit, but it's also a benefit to you if you're looking for something to watch on that has anything to do with sports. What do you think?
I think it's fine, and people will watch this and want it, and I'll probably check it out. I don't have, of all the things out there that I want to watch, golf is low on the list, so it's sports.
But it is still a sport.
What do you call that, sports adjacent?
Sports to nap to, I think is
sports
what I call
in
it.
The area of sports?
Sporty.
Right. So, that's not going to... I want to see the Giants play, or I want to see the Niners play, or I want to see the... Well, nobody wants to see the Warriors right now, but next season,
maybe
we want to see the Warriors play, because they're going to be good next season. Anyway, we're out of time, but coming up, I've got...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.